This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Friday, and we have a lot to get to here today, including a stop from our old friend. Not that she's old. We've just been friends for a while. Angela Folk from the YMCA. Angela, before we start talking about the Y and any changes that are going on there, please tell me that at least you're a human being on Thanksgiving and that you will be eating all the same really bad for you food that the rest of us are.
Absolutely. In fact, my husband and I were just talking about that this morning. We're going to go get some oysters fresh from in Springfield, as fresh as they can be from Springfield, to make my oyster dressing. Not mine, my mom's, because I've never made it, but that's my favorite all-time thing of Thanksgiving. Just give me a plate of oyster dressing. The more butter, the better.
Okay, there you go. You're a human being after all. I love it. The idea that you're going to get fresh oysters in Springfield, are they pulling them out of the lake over there?
I've always thought
that fresh seafood in the middle of central Illinois is sort of a misnomer. But good luck with that. Now, do you prepare the dressing separately?
Yes.
Okay. It was a thing for a long time. People used to put it in the bird, and I think that's a dangerous kind of thing to do if you don't know what you're doing, so be careful with that. What else is on your Thanksgiving menu besides the oyster dressing?
Well, this is, since we're doing it just the four of us, it's going to be all of our favorites. So we'll do like a seven-layer salad. We fry our turkey, and we've been frying our turkey since, oh my gosh, it's probably been at least a decade. It's the only way to go, in my opinion. Of course, green bean casserole. I do sweet potato pie because it's just better. And let's see, what else? Regular dressing for those who don't like the oysters. Mashed potatoes, gravy. Yeah, all the basics.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. Now talk to me about the benefits of deep frying a turkey, because if you're in the news business, every year somebody's garage burns down or there's some sort of major sort of thing around this. There's somebody who will inevitably drop a frozen turkey into one of these things.
Exactly.
You got to be careful with that as well. Yeah. But what are the benefits of frying the turkey? What is it you like so much about that?
I like the crusty outside.
Okay.
And I like the flavor. So for a long time, I would inject it with different flavors, like one year with teriyaki, and then there's like garlic butter. But I like the teriyaki, or you can just do the rub. I just think it's so good. So it's moist, but not overly moist, and it's just perfect. I just think there's nothing better.
All right. And you, as you said, downsizing Thanksgiving this year. Do you have plans to do any video conferencing with family members? Or are you doing anything from afar?
Oh, I'm sure my mom will give us some text updates, and she does like to FaceTime. I'm not a huge FaceTime person, but, yep, I'm sure that will all happen because my mom will miss the Rembrandt moment. She likes her Rembrandt moment. So
what is a Rembrandt?
Tough, but it'll be all right.
All right. What is a Rembrandt moment?
Oh, you know, the where Rembrandt the painter would get the families and all the perfect paintings of all the family members together. That's what she calls it, the Rembrandt.
I got it.
That's you're a the momism.
I love it. You're the rare instance where your mom is more technologically savvy than you are.
Generally, I agree.
It's the other way around.
Yeah, she does Facebook. I don't.
I think it's great. We talked about doing maybe like a Zoom video thing that we can record to instruct other people how to do it, you know, because this is the crazy thing. Most of us in the business world are used to this over the last 9 or 10 months, just sort of how we communicate, how we meet. But there's still a lot of families out there that aren't quite sure how to get to grandma on that platform. But we're going to do something to help explain that. Now, after the meal is over on Thursday, will you go out and run 10 miles? Will you wait until Friday? You know, what's your way of counteracting all of the calories you're going to be consuming?
Oh, no. I'll sit and watch some football and do what everybody else does, just be a lazy couch potato.
I love it. The one day a year where you're an actual human being like the rest of us. All right, let's talk about the mitigation and the tier that we're in now. What does that mean for the Y? I know you didn't increase capacity. You've kept things very safe, but it will mean adjusting a few things.
Yeah, so the biggest adjustment is going to be masks worn at all times. So that's the first thing I did today is I dropped everything off in the office, and I went and I kind of did my little cheerleading thing, and every single person that is NRY at this time, is donning the masks fully on the face all the way up to the nose, doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. And so I just thanked everybody for doing that, gave them a big applause, and just said thank you for doing your part so we can stay open, because I do feel that the YMCA is an essential business.
Well, I would tell you, on the mask and working out thing, there's a local option and a non-local option that I have discovered. Under Armour makes a really good mask that was designed for athletes. But at Fleet Feet, though, they also have several versions of a mask that's very popular with people who run or bike or do things outdoors. Very comfortable. You don't feel nearly as restricted. And so for those out there that maybe aren't used to wearing one while they're working out, I would highly encourage you to check out Fleet Feet, because they have some great options.
Well, I'm going to make sure that I recommend that to the people that are on the cardio machines. And, of course, I would much rather them buy it from Fleet Feet than
absolutely
going, because we got to support our small businesses locally for sure.
Yep, and a great idea for the holiday gifting for stocking stuffers and that kind of thing for the athlete in your life. They even have some with like the Fleet Feet logo, which is really cool and stylish. I don't know. The mask thing for me is like, it's not a style point. I mean, I've yet to sort of like buy them because of style, but
right.
I understand as it's become part of our life, that's kind of important to some people to be completely synced
up. I'm surprised that you don't have like the stylish ones that go with like all of your tennis shoes and your dress shoes and... You know,
listen, the workplace has changed. I get up every day now and it's like, what pair of sweatpants am I wearing today? and is it a flip-flop day? Yeah, it's 64 degrees outside. It's going to be okay. But the mask thing for me is about comfort. I'm all about, I want the right feel. I want as much comfort as possible. And I get that, you know, not everyone feels as comfortable, but I'm all about the fit and the feel and the comfort more than the fashion, for sure. All right, so if people are thinking about holiday resolutions, you can't wait till January. We don't even know what January is going to look like.
Right.
You know, you get a jump start on this thing. And for those working from home, and I think we're getting back to a place now, and over the next couple of months, there will be more and more of this, much like we were in the spring when we were dealing with all of this being very new. I have found even just this week, I'm not as active as I should be, because it's just it's harder to be in your routine, right? You get up, it's too easy to head to the couch. What's the best advice for people who find themselves back at home now, working from home? How do you slot that time every day to be active? You know, Lindsay gets up every morning, does a very early morning walk. It's important to have that as part of your routine now more than ever, especially heading into colder weather, which we're eventually going to get to.
Absolutely. So, you know, it just should be part of your schedule, like your work day. Or if you're a stay at home and you work from home, it just pencil it in, you know, and I do that here too. Because, you know, my all of our lives have changed here in the last 8 months. So, and with responsibilities being a lot different than what they were, I've got it on my calendar. It's penciled in. So 15 minutes before it tells me, hey, you need to go do this. And that's what we do. And I'm encouraging everybody else here, leadership staff, to do the same thing. I mean, mentally, you just need it now more than ever.
And if you're the rest of the world, I can't remember the last time I actually held a pencil in my hand. You can even put it in your calendar on your phone. But getting it on your schedule and giving it as much priority as anything else, I think is key and essential heading into the holiday season. Now, how's the staff doing? I mean, clearly you've got dedicated people that are coming in there every day. They're hyper cleaning everything. They're being vigilant. How's the morale? I mean, how are the folks doing? I miss seeing them.
Well, we all miss seeing everybody in here, and you, and then the WSO YMCA Challenge, and I cannot wait until that starts again. Honestly, I'm looking forward to that, because it is going to happen, and it's going to happen hopefully in 2021. That's kind of what we're looking for, is maybe summer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm being optimistic. But I think... You know, I think our staff really rallies around times like this, where we can come together and showcase what we do as a team. And, you know, when the Tier 3 mitigations came out on Tuesday, literally we just got together and I said, okay, this needs to go out. This needs to go out. Let's do it. And everybody just went into their mode and they just got it done. And it So far, pretty seamless today. We're doing really well, and so my day is going to be just thanking everybody for doing their part and continuing to do their part so we can stay open.
Yeah, I know we're doing a lot of arguing as human beings right now, and I think we're going to have a tough couple of months. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But at the same time, there's daylight at the end of the tunnel. You know, with the news on these vaccines, you know, we now see a finish line, right? And that finish line, we might, you know, there might be differing opinions about when that is and when it gets out to the masses, but we know it's coming. Right now, like training for a marathon or training for something else, we just got to get together as a team, do what we need to do to get to that finish line. But there is a finish line.
There is. And the more that we do it as a community, the quicker you're going to get that to that finish line a lot quicker. We just need to do it as a community.
I mean, I think back at the uncertainties of March and April and May, you know, when we just didn't know, you know, what was down the horizon.
Right.
Right now, there's good news. But that doesn't mean we get to start acting like we've always acted right now. We just set ourselves back. We stay safe to stay open, and we all team up to get to that finish line. And I know what people can do when they come together. You can move mountains. I know what individuals can do when they put their mind to something and have goals. You know this more than anything. It's what you do with your life is to help people set those goals and get to those goals. There's incremental steps to do that. I just wish everyone would take that mindset instead of fighting with each other, and let's just get to the finish line and do it as safely as possible. If folks want to find out more, what's the web address for the YMCA?
DecaturYMCA.org, or you can call 872-9622.
All right. Have a great Thanksgiving. We won't be with you next Friday. Safe and keep us posted. Angela Folk from the YMCA, one of the great people in this community who just, you know, you cannot even imagine how many lives she's empowered.
Oh, yeah. It's the way that she talks to people and shows by example. I remember the first time that I ever saw her was at the Civic Center during a the business expo or whatever?
Yeah, the Chamber Business Expo.
And watching her do like these stretches and these poses and all this different stuff, I was like, man, you know, it just really caught me by eye. And then getting to know her and her attitude and her positivity, she really does rub off on people in such a positive way. So you're right. I bet the numbers in the hundreds, if not thousands.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.